The kids were crying. I said, please don't take my father. Please don't take my father. And was deported.
Brandy was 8 years old when her father was taken from her. And her story is not unique. She's just one of the 100,000 American children each year who lose at least one parent to deportation. And now she's just one of the many children Nora Sandigo provides for.
I'm the legal guardian for 817 kids.
Yes, you heard her correctly. Nora Sandigo, a Miami resident, is providing for 817 U.S. citizen children who have been affected by parental deportations.
Most of my kids suffer a lot because they don't know that if at what point of their life they can be alone because the father or mother was deported or could be deported.
Family unity is a nonpartisan value. However, mixed status families bring a unique twist when dealing with immigration policy. Should immigrants who have established American families be forgiven for their illegal entry into the country? President Obama says yes and has attempted to address these issues through executive action. However, real and lasting change must come from Congress. And until that happens, many American children remain uncertain of their family's future.
The two major principles of immigration law are protecting American workers, but the other part is family unification.
Ira Kurzban has been a Miami-based immigration lawyer for over 30 years.
And what the president is doing is focusing on that second one and saying, if you have an American citizen child or a lawful permanent resident child, we're going to let you stay here and take care of your child.
That's not something that's on the government. You are illegally here. You lied repeatedly and probably committed a whole string of other crimes, identity theft and what have you, perjury, tax fraud, and you're now going to have to pay for that, not by going to jail, but just by going back home to your own country. You can take your little kids with you, but you have to bear the responsibility for your crimes.
Mark Krikorian is the director of the Center for Immigration Studies, a think tank that argues for less immigration altogether.
There's nothing that prevents immigrants being deported from taking their kids with them.
But immigration lawyers say that's not true. When illegal immigrants are caught, they're often detained far from where their families live and are physically unable to take care of their children.
Los niños van a estar solos. El gobierno va a hacerse cargo de los niños si quedan solos y luego los van a dar después de un tiempo en adopción.
Once the Child Protective Services are involved, it can be very difficult for an illegal immigrant to retain custody of their children.
And the question is, who takes care of the child? If the child becomes a dependent on the state, then the state has to find a family that will take care of the child, just like any other American citizen.
In 2011, at least 5,100 children were in the foster care system due to parental deportation. This cost the government, on average, about $26,000 a year for every child in foster care. This means that in 2011, the U.S. spent at the very least $133 million on foster care for these children. In more recent years, that figure may be over $600 million, as the number of children is estimated to be closer to 15,000.
Esa es la mayor preocupación que tiene un padre. Por eso lo dejan donde nosotros, porque saben que yo nunca voy a querer que los niños vayan a ser entregados en adopción. Deben de estar con sus hijos y eventualmente van a estar con sus hijos. Y esa es la promesa que hemos hecho tanto a los padres como a los niños, que lucharemos para que haya reunificación eventualmente.
These parents have signed a contract before their deportation, granting Nora powers of attorney over their kids. That way, if the parents are deported, Nora is there to make sure the children are placed in good homes with families or friends.
They're using this foster care argument as a wedge to argue that the parents should be able to stay. But that discussion, oh, it's not even appropriate. It's a political discussion, not because the parents of kids who were born here shouldn't at some point get amnesty. I mean, I don't like it, but you can't rewind the video. The problem, the core problem to me, is that we haven't actually created the conditions, the preconditions for that kind of amnesty. We have such a large illegal immigrant population because our political class has simply refused to enforce the existing laws.
One law many anti-immigration advocates would consider not enforcing, however, is the 14th Amendment.
And automatic citizenship at birth, because it's not just being abused by illegal immigrants, it's being abused by tourists, foreign students have kids here, graduate students here for a few years, and then they leave. I mean, those kids aren't American.
This conservative argument, known as the anchor baby argument, rests on the idea that birthright citizenship encourages people to come to the U.S. illegally and have children in hopes that their American child would grant them benefits or legal status.
That ended in 1977. After 1977, your child has to be 21 years old to petition for you. So the concept of somebody coming here and having a child so the child can petition for them is ridiculous. There's no such thing as an anchor baby anymore.
Studies show that most illegal immigration to the United States is driven by economic factors, not the attraction of birthright citizenship. But for these mixed-status families, any economic gain they might have achieved in the U.S. is stretched thin when deportation enters the picture. Statistically, it's mostly the father that gets deported, leaving single mothers struggling to make ends meet. Nora says she can't solve all the problems her kids face.
Pero las carencias materiales, pues es algo que nosotros podemos suplir, aun cuando hay muchas dificultades para suplirlas porque son muchos los niños, pero es algo que sí podemos hacer. Para mí, lo más importante, que hoy y si es posible esta semana, los niños tengan suficiente comida para no irse a su cama con hambre, para no ir a dormir con hambre, porque muchas veces los niños me dicen eso. Algunas veces los niños me dicen, it is beautiful, but sometimes it's so difficult. Visitamos a los niños y les llevamos cosas que son de emergencia, como por ejemplo leche, cornflakes, cosas que necesitan para diario. Y también les llevamos útiles escolares, ropa. En algunos casos los tenemos que llegar de emergencia porque necesitan ir al médico. Los padres o el padre que está todavía, que no fue deportado, necesita ir al médico y no tiene transportación ni sabe qué hacer y tal vez un niño con fiebre. Así es que estamos atentos de todos esos detalles.
She has been a kind of a beacon for people who know that she is the person here locally who you can depend on, and she's tried to do as best as she can under the circumstances.
El gobierno no nos ayuda en nada. Nosotros solamente tenemos ayuda de nosotros mismos, de pequeñas donaciones de amigos que tienen negocios o de familiares, y siempre estamos necesitando la ayuda de iglesias, de otras organizaciones, de personas de la comunidad.
President Obama's executive stay on deportations is still in effect, but even if it survives court challenges brought forth by Republicans, it will still expire in 2016 when Obama leaves office. In order to provide lasting relief to these American children, Congress needs to enact a more humane and comprehensive immigration policy.
Vamos a seguir tocando las puertas de ambos partidos. Creo que en ambos partidos hay personas que son buenas y que reconocen las contribuciones y los sufrimientos que ha tenido que pasar la comunidad inmigrante en los Estados Unidos.